the mental dimension. Most of our mental development and study discipline comes through formal education. But as soon as we leave the external discipline of school, many of us let our minds atrophy. We don't do any serious reading. We don't explore new subjects in any real depth outside our own action fields. We don't think analytically. We don't write, at least not critically, or in a way that tests our ability to express ourselves in distilled, clear, and concise language. Instead, we spend our time watching television. Continuing surveys indicate that television is on in most homes some 35 to 45 hours a week. That's as much time as many people put into their jobs, more than most put into school. It's the most powerful socializing influence there is. And when we watch, we're subject to all of the values that are being taught through it, that can powerfully influence us in very subtle and imperceptible ways. Wisdom in watching television requires the effective self-management of Habit 3, which enables you to discriminate and to select the informing, inspiring, and entertaining programs which best serve and express your purpose and values. In our family, we limit television watching to about 7 hours a week, an average of about an hour a day. We had a family council at which we talked about it and looked at some of the data regarding what's happening in homes because of television. We found that by discussing it as a family, when no one was defensive or argumentative, people started to realize the dependent sickness of becoming addicted to soap operas or to a steady diet of a particular program. I'm grateful for television and for the many high-quality educational and entertainment programs. They can enrich our lives and contribute meaningfully to our purposes and goals. But there are many, many programs that simply waste our time and minds, and many that influence us in negative ways if we let them. Like the body, television is a good servant but a poor master. We need to practice Habit 3 and manage ourselves effectively to maximize the use of any resource in accomplishing our missions. Education, continuing education, continually honing and expanding the mind, is vital mental renewal. Sometimes that involves the external discipline of the classroom or systematized study programs. More often, it does not. Proactive people can figure out many, many ways to educate themselves. It is extremely valuable to train the mind to stand apart and examine its own program. That, to me, is the definition of a liberal education, the ability to examine the programs of life against larger questions and purposes and other paradigms. Training without such education narrows and closes the mind so that the assumptions underlying the training are never examined. That is why it is so valuable to read broadly and to expose yourself to great minds. There's no better way to inform and expand your mind on a regular basis than to get into the habit of reading good literature. That's another high-leverage Quadrant 2 activity. You can get into the best minds that are now or that have ever been in the world. I highly recommend starting with the goal of a book a month, then a book every 2 weeks, then a book a week. You may have heard the expression, the person who doesn't read is no better off than the person who can't read. Quality literature, such as the great books, the Harvard Classics, autobiographies, National Geographic, and other publications that expand our cultural awareness, and current literature in various fields can expand our paradigms and sharpen our mental saw, particularly if we practice Habit 5 as we read and seek first to understand. If we use our own autobiography to make early judgments before we really understand what an author has to say, we limit the benefit of the reading experience. Writing is another powerful way to sharpen the mental saw. Keeping a journal of our thoughts, experiences, insights, and learnings promotes mental clarity, exactness, and context. Writing good letters, communicating on the deeper level of thoughts, feelings, and ideas, rather than on the shallow, superficial level of events, also affects our ability to think clearly, to reason accurately, and to understand effectively. Organizing and planning represents other forms of mental renewal associated with habits 2 and 3. It's beginning with the end in mind and being able mentally to organize to accomplish that end. It's exercising the visualizing, imagining power of your mind to see the end from the beginning and to see the entire journey, at least in principles, if not in steps. It is said that wars are won in the general's tent, sharpening the saw in the first three dimensions, the physical, the spiritual, and the mental, is a practice I call the daily private victory. And I commend to you the simple practice of spending at least 1 hour a day, every day doing it, 1 hour a day for the rest of your life. There is no other way you could spend an hour that could begin to compare with the daily private victory in terms of value and results. It will affect every decision, every relationship. It will greatly improve the quality, the effectiveness of every other hour of the day, including the depth and restfulness of your sleep. It will build the long-term physical, spiritual, and mental strength to enable you to handle difficult challenges in life. In the words of Phillips Brooks, "Someday in the years to come, you will be wrestling with the great temptation or trembling under the great sorrow of your life. But the real struggle is here, now. Now it is being decided whether in the day of your supreme sorrow or temptation you shall fail miserably or gloriously conquer. Character cannot be made except by a steady, long-continued process."